Let's lead off with Bloomington examining whether it should expand parking downtown at the expense of one lane of traffic. Here's WGLT's Eric Stock.
City Councilmember Jamie Matthews served on the Downtown Task Force, which in 2017 recommended the city eliminate parallel parking along Main and Center Streets downtown in exchange for diagonal parking to create more spaces. That move, if the city determines it's feasible, would mean traffic in that area would be reduced from two lanes to one.
Downtown Main Street and Center Street are not through streets. They are glorified parking aisles, really. People that want to move through the downtown go around the downtown on East or Madison and stay on US 51.
The city's Transportation Commission took comments from downtown businesses, residents, and other stakeholders on Tuesday about the possibility of eliminating parallel parking in the 300, 400, and 500 blocks of Main and Center. Matthew owns Red Raccoon Games on North Main Street. He says parking complaints have been around as long as the businesses have been there, even though the city has two garages downtown that offer free parking up to 4 hours at a time and all weekend.
There are some people who are not willing to walk a half a block to get to their destination. So there's a perception of a lack of parking, even while there is parking spots available.
Matthew acknowledges sometimes it's his own customers contributing to the problem when he hosts tournaments.
My players will take up all the spots no matter how many times I say, look, that parking deck's a block and a half away. There are some people that just won't walk that far.
Matthew says many business owners don't believe downtown needs two lanes of traffic, and it could be creating safety hazards by encouraging speeders. Matthew says the city would like to have a plan in place by next spring. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stott.